Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game wants to remind hunters that the ptarmigan season in the Game Management Unit 15C region north of Ketchumak Bay and north of the Fox River, which covers the region of Homer north to Kisilov, closed on January 31st. According to an advisory announcement, the early season closure for the northern portion of GMU 15C is a result of action taken by the Board of Fish and Game due to conservation concerns. Game Management Unit 15 as a whole covers a majority of the Kenai Peninsula, but specifically, Game Management Unit 15C region north of the Ketchumak Bay and north of the Fox River, which covers regions of Homer north to Kisilov, closed on January 31st. The season, however, is open to the rest of Game Management Unit 15C till the end of March, and that includes a majority of the southern half of the Kenai Peninsula, which includes Seldovia, Nanwalek, and Port Graham. For any additional questions, contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Kenai City Administration originally pitched their recently launched Shop Here All Year program as an incentive program featuring $100,000 in direct incentives for those to shop in Kenai. Councilmember Tia Winger suggested that the program become a million reasons to shop in Kenai, drastically expanding the program to house $1 million in incentives. That substitute failed after lengthy debate, though the council still managed to triple the incentives, making it a $300,000 program. Mayor Gabriel said on Wednesday that he was disappointed in what he saw as an effort by Councilmember Winger, though he never identified her by name, to mislead Kenai residents on her appearances on KSRM Sound Off. He claimed that Councilmember Winger misrepresented why he was against her substitute to the ordinance, having voted against the $1 million expansion.
We had a council member that went on the call-in program Sound Off, and there were a few things. They discussed ordinance number 3177-2020, the Shop Here All Year program, which was the main discussion was on the substitute that this council member had proposed. This doesn't say I don't care about small business. This is the thought process of what I put into behind this ordinance.
Councilmember Henry Nackstead did not express concern about Winger, but did say that the outcries on social media about the discussions to kill the $1 million substitute went over a line of decency.
A Facebook rant that literally scared small children. That was relayed to me by somebody that has children, and I saw it. And I was called out a number of times, and I didn't appreciate that one bit. And also this body as a whole, and I thought it was detrimental to our city and our city moving forward. It quite angers me that would actually happen. The Sound Off part, family members listened to it, so it's been relayed, so it is secondhand, but it sounded like it was much the same, in which case, for whatever reason, I was called out. My name, Nackstead. You blow my mind. What the heck? Don't like that. Who does that?
A call to calm the tension in the air was offered by Councilmember Jim Glendening, saying that the long discussion, the subsequent complaints on the radio, and the social media attacks should all serve as tools with which the council can use to learn and grow.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.